Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehead Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a couple games from this past week, a couple of wins against teams that are kind of in the bottom of the league, but you guys get the job done and take care of business. And starting off with your senior night game last Friday, you guys defeated Horton 54-25, and things really going well for you on both sides of the basketball in that one.
Yeah, they were. We played pretty well on both sides defensively. We forced a lot of turnovers and didn't give up many second chance points, so that was fun. And offense was, when we were moving the ball, a lot of girls looking to score. We played pretty well offensively, so it was a good senior night. They were pretty excited about that, and they should have been. It was fun to get another home Friday night home game, nice crowd. It was an enjoyable evening, and we played pretty well last Friday.
And you tell me that you got the league championship plaque that night as well. What was that whole experience like for you guys?
Yeah, that was super special. We actually didn't tell them that was happening, but we kind of planned that here. And so after the game was over, they got to stay on the court, and they had a little nice paragraph read about them since it was the first time in 39 years for our school, so for girls basketball. So that was kind of a fun surprise, and they got to take a picture in midcourt and kind of get recognized by the crowd. So that was a cool experience for them and something they should be really proud of.
That's fantastic. Absolutely the case. And then you guys are able to take care of business on Tuesday night as well. You win at McLeod 54-13, and you're able to kind of get your starting lineup some rest in this one. You tell me.
Yeah, it was nice to kind of, we played 15 girls that game. Just it was nice with no JV game, getting a lot of people some time on the court with different, playing with different players. So that was a good way to kind of finish our league season. To be undefeated in league is a huge accomplishment, and they should be really proud of that. If you told me that at the beginning of the year, I thought it was probably on the table, but I didn't think it was likely and by any means. And the girls just were so focused during the year and started pretty much most games they played off so well that kind of carried us through, and they're a lot of fun to watch play for sure.
And so now you guys will be the 2 seed in your guys' sub-state at Jefferson County North, and as a result, you'll be taking on Horton once again in the first round. But I want to get your overall take on how this bracket shaped out, because it could end up being where you face off against Jefferson County North in the semifinals, a team that you beat in that gym, but that was all the way back on December the 5th. You guys won that game 50-40, and then you could be taking on Riverside possibly in a championship if there are no upsets for anywhere in this bracket, which you guys took on Riverside. You fell to them 54-42 in your guys' mid-season tournament. So these are teams that you are familiar with, and we want to get your thoughts overall on this bracket as a whole.
Yeah, it's kind of strange knowing in your sub-state everybody that's in there you've seen before at least once, and a lot of teams twice. It doesn't always happen that way based on geography and things like that with sub-states. But, yeah, I mean, starting with Monday, when we were going to get a team we just played 5-6 days ago, so that can be kind of a strange thing. You never know with only having one game a night, weird things happen, so we got to make sure we're focused and locked in for that. And you don't love that you could get the host of sub-state in the second round. You know every team would rather play at home, so that's not ideal, but, you know, we're, like you said, we played there a long time ago against them, so we're going to have to do our best there. And, you know, and then if whoever makes it that far, you got the number one, number two team in our classification there that's played really well this year and such a solid team. So it's a heck of a sub-state for sure. And, again, teams you're all familiar with, so that makes it even more interesting. You never know what weird things could happen. But I've been really proud of how our girls have been focused all year and really started off games so well. So hopefully that is really important here when we get started next week.
Now, I want to bring up the fact that that everyone in this sub-state you're familiar with. Is that something that you think is a good thing, or is that maybe a bad thing because teams on the opposition know stuff about you guys?
I don't know. I think you could spin it either way, probably, and I don't know if that it's a big swing one way or the other. But in terms of that we played pretty well this year, that it could maybe be a detriment to us because we played so well through that first part of league. And even against Riverside, we played well for half, didn't play well for about a quarter. So we'll see on that one. So I don't know. I think you could probably talk yourself into it being an advantage or talk yourself into being a disadvantage, to be honest. But it could make things interesting. And you never want to lean on your past results, but you definitely got some film to go back and watch what things went well, what things didn't go well. So that gives us plenty to talk about this next week.
Yeah, this is a really good sub-state, and it should be a lot of great basketball being played there in Winchester this upcoming week. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck on Monday.
Hey, thank you.
That was Morehead Academy girls' basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.